The names Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht are synonymous with the radical politics and cultural innovation of the Weimar Republic. Most famously with their hit, The Threepenny Opera, but also with numerous other collaborative pieces, the duo represented everything that the Nazi regime declared its enemy. The Jewish Weill and the Marxist Brecht were some of the earliest and most obvious targets of Nazi cultural oppression. Kurt Weill was born in 1900 in Dessau into a Jewish family with a long ancestry in Germany. He began composing early, displaying the predilection for vocal music that was to lead him to musical theater. He later moved to Berlin to continue his studies. The aspiring musician quickly became a fixture in the vibrant cultural scene of 1920s Berlin. In 1922, he joined the November Group, a group of leftist Berlin artists that included Hans Eisler. They performed the works of modernist composers like Berg, Schoenberg, Hindemith, and Stravinsky. He had some early successes, but it was his partnership with Brecht that transformed Weill into an international sensation. The Threepenny Opera premiered in 1928, starring Weill's wife, Lotte Lenya. It was a hit, establishing Weill as one of the most successful composers of Weimar Germany. Weill's powerful music, combined with the cynicism and social criticism of Brecht's libretto, had produced one of the most important cultural creations of interwar Europe. One of the centerpieces of tonight's program, the song called Mack the Knife in English, is from this play. It has become a standard and will be familiar to most of you. Uta Lemper will also sing the song Surabaya Johnny from the three-act surrealistic drama Happy End, written with Brecht, Weill, and Elisabeth Hauptmann, and first performed in Berlin in 1929. Like many others, Weill repeatedly misread political developments, believing that things were bound to get better. Eventually, he moved to Paris to escape the Nazis, where he hoped he would continue his work with Brecht. But the collaboration in Paris was relatively unsuccessful. Soon after, his marriage ended in divorce. He left for the U.S., where he hoped to rebuild his career. But despite some financial success in the United States, he never achieved the sort of fame or influence that he'd enjoyed during the Weimar years. Weill died in 1950.